San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Christmas morning, December 25th, 2022. Today's lesson is Light of the World with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core.
Everybody say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everybody say Happy Eighth Day of Hanukkah.
Happy Eighth Day of Hanukkah.
And everybody say, Happy Day Before Kwanzaa.
Happy Day Before Kwanzaa.
Yay! This is an amazing time of year. It is a wonderful time of year. It is one of my favorite times of year. And that is because we are here together. So welcome home to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. And I want to let you know that right here, right now, I am standing in the presence of the light of the world. And today we have another opportunity to anchor ourselves and recognize together that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so right now, here we are having our being as the light of the world. And I love all the lights. I love candles. I love fireplaces. There's just something special about a hearth that tells us we are at home. We are at home. So it's Christmas morning today, December 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Listen carefully to those words again. It is Christmas morning, December 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. So today's day, especially this morning, has a deeper meaning than any other day of the year. Today is a day when millions of people the whole world over not only celebrate the birth of Jesus, they celebrate the life and miracles of this one man who became the Christ and changed the history and the hearts of humanity forever. Changed the history of humanity forever. Now, most scholars and theologians agree, and anybody who does any work in those fields will necessarily agree, that Jesus of Nazareth was not born in December. No. And they can't even verify what year he was born. Some say lambing season. I don't know when lambing season is. Some say 4 BC. Some say 6 AD. So what are they saying? 4 years. They think his birthday was 4 years before Christ was born. Oh. Or 6 years Anno Domini, after Christ was born. So somewhere in there, Jesus of Nazareth was born. And somebody at one point picked zero as the starting point. It is true that Jesus was born in Bethlehem and that he walked this earth sharing his love and light everywhere with everyone he encountered. History tells us that in the 4th century, which would be the 500s. Pope Julius I chose December 25th as the date to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And to this day, we celebrate December 25th as the birth of Jesus, as the Christ Mass. So what does 2022 stand for? Many people don't even give it a second thought, especially now that they've changed B.C. before Christ and Anno Domini after Christ. They've changed it to B.C.E. before the Common Era and C.E. or Common Era and C.E. as the Common Era. Let me tell you, there is nothing common about having one child's birth change the calendars for the world for thousands of years. In fact, one could go so far as to say it is so uncommon that it's one in multiple billions. Now, for the last 11 months, all of us at some time have written 2022, written it down somewhere. Maybe we wrote it on a check. Maybe we wrote it on a letter. Maybe we saw it on a bill we received. Maybe we saw physical newspapers. I'm told physical newspapers do still exist. Calendars. On the bottom right corner of your computer screen, on your cell phone, yeah, 2022 has popped up a lot. For over 2,000 years, most cultures, most countries, and most legal systems have used the birth of Jesus to mark time. And so on this Christmas morning, 2022, I'm asking you to look upon this glorious event in a new and sacred way. I'm asking you to make room at the inn of your heart to recognize that you are the light of the world. By opening your minds and your hearts to the rebirth of the Christ consciousness that resides within you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Our annual theme for this year has been Living Everyday Wonder. So on this last Sunday of the year, Christmas Day, let us truly experience the wonder of the Christ presence within, the divine light within us as we express ourselves as radiant beings, sharing our light with the world. You are the light of the world. Now, before I continue this morning's lesson, titled Light of the World, if you hadn't caught on yet, I'd like to honor those who observe the sacred celebration of Hanukkah, which began last Sunday, December 18th, at sundown. Hanukkah is an 8-day festival of light. It's a joyous celebration about a miracle of sacred oil that burned for 8 days in the Temple of Jerusalem when there was only enough oil for one day. The sacred oil that was used to create light in the temple had a specific recipe of different oils that had to be in it, how they had to be purified, how they had to be blended. It was not a simple thing. was not like baking a cake. Well, maybe it was like baking a cake back then. You know, they didn't have any recipes. But God set down specifically a formula for how much of each oil to go into this sacred oil. So when they regained the temple, only one little cruse of oil, the sacred oil, was left. And in faith, they lit it. And it burned through the 8 days that it took to sanctify more oil so that there could be light for the people and the sacred practices that were being done at that time. That miracle is observed through Hanukkah. You'll see in the middle of the table there our blue Hanukkah menorah. What happens is every day over the 8 days, one candle is lit. Well, the first time, first candle is lit. The second day, two candles are lit. The third day, three candles are lit. So you can see that there are seven candles lit besides the Shem, which is the center candle. Now, tonight at sundown, in the ancient Judaic tradition, the last candle will be lit on the menorah, as we can see the graduating radiance of the miracle of light through these 8 days. As part of our San Diego Center for Spiritual Living interfaith community and honoring all the different paths to God, to spirit, to enlightenment, I will light the 8th candle for tonight when we conclude the Hanukkah Festival of Lights. And there is a prayer that we say after the lights are lit for the evening. We kindle these lights to commemorate the miracles, the wonders, the acts of salvation, and the battles that you fought on behalf of our ancestors long ago, giving praise to the divine for the miracle of defeating the largest army in the world with just a few small people, and for the return of the Temple of Jerusalem, their sacred home, their spiritual home. Happy Hanukkah. Now you'll see that there's more than just the menorah there. There is also the Kwanzaa Kinara. This year, 2022, in the year of our Lord, 2022, it's the 56th annual celebration of Kwanzaa. And you'll see quite a few candles there on the candle holder that is called the Kinara. It is an African-American holiday tradition that is celebrated beginning tomorrow, December 26th, through January 1st. And Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday. It is not meant to replace Christmas. It was created by a professor of Black Studies in Long Beach, California in 1966. As Noble Benning, our practitioner, told us at our candle lighting, that was just after the Watts riots. So there was not a lot of community, not a lot of coming together. There was a lot of anger and fear and separation. So this professor thought what we need is for people to come together in community, in family, with good community values. And so we have Kwanzaa. And it comes, the word Kwanzaa is a Swahili phrase. It's not just a word, it's a phrase. And it means first fruits of the harvest. And it's celebrated by families, organizations, and communities to honor their history and their commitment to the future. You can't get first fruits of a harvest if you didn't first tend the fields, sow the seed, keep everything alive, gather the fruits of your labor. So to celebrate the first fruits of the harvest is to celebrate the foundational work that has come before it. There are seven different principles within Kwanzaa, and they are each represented by a candle, one for each day, one principle for each day. They are unity, just umoja, self-determination, kujichagulia, collective work and responsibility, ujima, cooperative economics, ujama, a sense of purpose, nia, creativity, kuumba, and faith, imani. And so now I will light the Kwanzaa candles in honor, I'll light the first Kwanzaa, I'll light them all, in honor of the celebration that begins tomorrow. Umoja, unity. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujama, cooperative economics. Nia, a sense of purpose. Kuumba, creativity. And imani, faith. Let us honor these lights that will be kindled over the next 7 days, starting tomorrow, in our community, not just the community of African Americans, but throughout our community, to celebrate these vital principles. The coming together of any community in such an effort is worthy of praise, is worthy of honor, is worthy of respect, is worthy of commitment to the principles. Happy Kwanzaa. Now, for those who have been here for the last 4 weeks, or those who are familiar with the center, you have witnessed the lighting of the Advent wreath down on the end for the candles of hope, love, joy, and peace. The Advent season is observed on the four Sundays before Christmas. In fact, there is a special Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, that is sung in Christian churches, talking about the Jewish people, the people of Israel, awaiting the Messiah, Emmanuel. It is to prepare ourselves for the birth of the Christ consciousness. But today, this Christmas Sunday morning, I'm going to light the white Christ candle in the center of the wreath in honor of the birth of Jesus the Christ and in recognition of the one light that represents the Christ consciousness that resides within each of us here today.
Today, Christmas Day, we celebrate one of the greatest events in human history, the birth of Jesus, that we also call the Prince of Peace. It's a time to celebrate the birth of God in the human soul and the incarnation of the living spirit in mankind, in every person. Every man, every woman, every life, every form, even our pets, our dogs and cats, everything that is alive because of the indwelling spirit of the divine. It was Jesus the Christ whose destiny it was to proclaim the good news that the kingdom of heaven is within. Big job. Big job. And that the light of the world shines within each and every one of us. All we need to do is to recognize it and embrace it. The light of the world. Recognize it and embrace it because you are it. Writings say that Jesus experienced a human birth so that humanity may experience a spiritual rebirth. He occupied a stable so that we may occupy a mansion. Jesus had an earthly mother that we might have a heavenly father. Jesus left his own glory, God's glory, that we may have glory, that we may recognize the divine within us. Because somehow, over all the years, up until Christ was born again, people forgot, and Christ came as the way shower. Christmas brings to us the great spiritual ideal which belongs to every religion and every person. Jesus was the embodiment of divine love on earth. He was the great example rather than the great exception. His birth proclaimed that we are all born of the one Father, and we all live and move and have our being in the one Spirit. The more carefully we research the account of what Jesus said and the miracles he performed, the more we will realize that no man before him or after changed the way humanity views the divine relationship we have with our Creator than that young man born in Bethlehem. Our theme for December here at San Diego Center for Spiritual Living is community. And we are here in spiritual community experiencing the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Look to the light within. It is your inner radiance, and it radiates as you. Have you ever been in a dark place, like a dark room or something, and then somebody comes in and flips on the light? Or you're kind of in a darkened room and you walk outside and whoa, it's noon and it's bright. And your eyes just kind of are in shock with the light. That light is within you, always. So you don't need to be shocked by it. Just recognize that just like the sun is shining all the time, no matter how our earth rotates, whether we can see the sun or not, it's still shining. Same within you. Whether you recognize the light or not, it's still within you. And it's still shining. For centuries, scholars, scientists, and laymen have speculated on the nature of the mysterious star. Which star? The star with a tail as big as a kite that appeared in the heavens and caught the attention of King Herod. Generations before the birth of Jesus, the world had looked forward to the coming of the Messiah. It had been foretold in the Jewish holy writings. Those same writings that were incorporated into what we call the Christian Holy Bible. It's the Old Testament, the old Jewish writings. So you can see the foretelling still within our Bible. The Old Testament telling us what led up to the miracle of the Christ child. And the New Testament telling us about the 33 years of his reign here on earth. And then other, you know, talking about what he did. And, you know, like there's revelations also. But for the most part, you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of years leading up to one birth. The Messiah. And then you've got the writings of maybe up to 100 years after. Kind of puts a new understanding on how important this was. In the Holy Scriptures, it is written that on one mysterious and magical night, a new star appeared in the heavens. It was so radiant that its rays shone upon the gray hills and made them as light and as bright as day. The shepherds saw it, and they were frightened at its strange brightness. You would be too. There's no electricity, no lights. You're sitting around watching your flock at night, a little flicker of a fire from somewhere far away, and all of a sudden it's daylight. Whoa. That would be disconcerting. An angel came to them and said, "Do not be afraid. The star has come to bring you good tidings of great joy. and to show you the place where a little babe is born, whose name is Jesus, and who will give peace and joy unto the world. So the shepherds left their flocks sleeping on the hillsides, and they took their crooks, which is a shepherd's hook to help as a walking stick and to rein in the sheep, and they followed the star. It led them to a little stable in Bethlehem, where the baby Jesus was cradled in a manger. Then the star moved on again to a country far away, where some good, wise men lived. They saw the bright light and noticed the star. They noticed that it was moving as if showing them a way to go. So they too followed that star until it rested above the birthplace of the baby Jesus. The star watched over them, casting a peaceful light over everyone and everything. At last, the dawn came over the hilltops and the star went away, receding far back into the deep blue heavens. In the legend of the Orient, the wise men represent those who have come to understand that there is one supreme power and intelligence in the universe that we choose to call God. The bright star that led them across the wilderness to the manger represents the spiritual intuition which leads you and me across the barren spaces of our own human experiences to the humble abode of the divine child within. Regardless of your faith, the story of the Star of Bethlehem is one of the most powerful and sacred symbols of Christianity. The star represents the divine light that overcomes all darkness in the human experience by shining as the light of truth of our own spirituality. For centuries, scientists and clergy have debated about the nature of this biblical light that heralded such an historic event. That's one of the reasons they can't agree on when Jesus was born, because they are trying to tie it to an astronomical event. Was the star purely a divine sign, created miraculously to mark a special birth? Or was it an astronomical event that occurred through the alignment of several planets? Whatever the Star of Bethlehem was, it has had more impact on humankind than any other star before or since. It's also possible that the mystery of the star will never be completely solved. For many of us, however, it's the mystery itself that allows our faith to shine through any fears or doubts that may hold us back from believing in divine intervention. Some of you may have noticed the nativity scene that is set over here to the side of the sanctuary. It represents the simple stable that provided Mary and Joseph a place to give birth to the Prince of Peace in safety and in sacred privacy. as part of this morning's Christmas service, you can see that there is a candle lighting up the nativity scene. So right now, we will hear a beautiful piece of music by 9-year-old Claire Crosby as she sang a beloved Christmas carol.
I'll now read you a nativity poem that's written by Ernest Holmes, the founder of the New Thought movement, the founder of the religious science movement, and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. This is on pages 360 and 361. Asleep in the heart of cosmic love, unborn, universal potential, the Christ child lay. And the great mother soul, brooding over her unborn child, conceived it in the stillness of her universal nature, imparting it to her own being. Born into time and experience, unnoticed, unseen, yet alive and aware, the Christ child incarnated in human form, taking the likeness of men and women, yet giving no sign of its presence, waiting with utmost patience and love the revelation that should disclose itself and proclaim the reign of peace. Many ages passed and vanished in the long yesterdays of time, and still the Christ child waited. Nations appeared and disappeared. Toil, famine, pestilence and want, hunger, cold, heat and thirst, war, hatred, blood and ruin, and still the seed of perfection unrevealed. But the universal wholeness cannot be forever subjected, nor cosmic love be kept from human form. That which was given must be revealed. The seed of perfection must burst. The shoots of heavenly planting must break the cords that bind, fanning the human into a divine blaze. And so the long-appointed day arrived. A voice from out of the stillness spoke, "This is my beloved Son. Let the earth be still in his presence. Let the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and all living creatures be still. Let the hosts of heaven sing praises. Let the deep cry unto deep." Then spoke the child, "I am come to bring peace. I am the child of joy, and to all who will, I give life. I am formed of happiness. I am come from the eternal stillness. Quietness and confidence are mine. In the heart of the Father, I have lived forever. O nations and all people, look unto me and be saved. Behold my face, shining as the sun, and my feet, shod with righteousness. In my left hand are riches and honor, and in my right, peace forevermore. All that I am, all that I have, I give." And so, my dear friends, May the light of the Bethlehem star, the light of the world of which you are, shine deep within your own heart today, giving you warmth and joy on this glorious Christmas day and every day. Merry Christmas. Namaste.
Namaste.